Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
I'm always asked, Brendan, should I have a plan B if I decide to go and chase my new dream? And the answer is absolutely yes, but I have a little bit of warning and a little bit of just ways to think through you chasing your new dream. You know, we all have our certain levels of risk tolerance in our life. Maybe you've been in your life that person who just goes for everything right up automatically, easily. You believe in yourself, you go out there and you crush it every single time. So you have a very high risk tolerance. You're like, oh, I can just quit what I'm doing right now and just go right now. Just burn all the boats and jump in. Most people actually aren't built that way, or they've been conditioned not to be that way. So you might have to think through it a little bit more at a complex level. That's what we're gonna talk about in this episode. First and foremost, if you have a new dream and you want to go chase it, the answer is yes, go chase it. Now it just comes down to timing and tact, right? The timing in which you go decide to go do that and the tact in which you leave the old thing to be able to go do that thing. So people say, well, should I, you know, put all my eggs in this basket right away, or should I have a plan B? The answer is always have a plan B. But it doesn't necessarily mean you don't take action towards the dream. Because a lot of people make their plan B an excuse for not doing anything. Oh, you don't understand, you know, I'm still doing this thing over here, so I can't over there. I'll share with you, that was my own personal story for a little while. I had a corporate job. You know, I left grad school and I started, doing consulting work for a major Fortune 500 companies. And I was doing great. I had a great job at a great company. Everything was really, really great. But in my heart, I wanted to do this work. I wanted to write a book and do speeches and shoot videos and do online courses for you guys, do seminars. And that was kind of an industry that was just growing at the time, and it was scary. There wasn't a lot of, you know, mentors. There wasn't a clear path of how to do that. There was some online marketers out there teaching some stuff, but it was kind of all over the place. And I was scared. And I had to make this decision. Do I just quit my corporate job and jump all in, put all my eggs in that basket, huge risk, or do I transition slowly? And my advice to everybody is always transition slowly. It might not be your style, but let me talk you through what I mean by that. First and foremost, if you're going to make a transition, do it slowly. First piece of advice, transition slowly. The way that I did it is, in this new dream, this new opportunity, I made about 20% of my income at my old corporate job before I made the full leap. Meaning, I was taking action towards it. I was actually doing the dream, kind of part-time, on the side, as a hobby. And I got just enough income to say, you know what? This thing, if I gave my full time to it, maybe I couldn't make 100% of my corporate work, but maybe if I could make 30% of it, or even 50% of it one day, at least I'd be happier over here. Even if I'm earning, 50% less, at least I've proven the model a little bit. And that's important. I really believe before you throw all your eggs in one basket, you should prove the model a little bit. Try it, do it on the side, see how it goes. And if you're getting any results at all, then it's time to plan a full transition. What I like to tell people if they're considering quitting a job is either you get some results towards it, and that's how you're gonna make your decision, or you set an arbitrary date. You say, okay, 6 months out from today, put it in the calendar, that's the day, I quit. Hell or high water, that's the day I quit. And that gives you 6 months to start skilling up, developing new skills, getting your resume together, if that's what you're gonna do, or researching the business segment you're gonna go jump into as an entrepreneur. Whatever it is, if you got a 6 month deadline, you can work towards it diligently, and no matter what, boom, that's the day you cut off and you jump into that new thing. So either A, you get a little results, or B, you just have a time and you set yourself on a path to get ready for that. That's the way I like to think about it. And that way, it's responsible either way that you go, because you're at least in it and you're preparing. I would also say it's really important after you assess your risk and you figure out your transition time, I think it is absolutely critical. You don't fall to this false belief that is in our world now that you have to do just one thing. Brendan, should I put all my eggs in one basket? Should I only do this one thing? Look around the world now. You've got these creatives doing multiple things. You know, I write books. I do seminars, I do videos, I invest in companies, I advise CEOs, I do lots of things. And while it looks very narrow and focused, the skill set that I've developed has helped me become better at what I do by doing lots of different things. I really believe that whole idea that you have to do one thing, that came out of an old agrarian culture where when you were growing up, back in the day when you only lived to like 20, 27 years old, you had to choose your career. You know, you were either the blacksmith or the baker, and you had to choose that, and that's all you did for your short life because that's all the village required. Well, now the village is global, the world is flat, we can all do tons of things, and I say, if you're passionate about lots of things, be a multi-passionate. You know, be that person who just play. Like, life is short. Engage in your interests. Do the things that you care about. Don't believe you have to do just one job 9 to 5. I think that world has gone away a little bit. If for you, putting all eggs in one basket, one new career, one new opportunity, feels like it's gonna steal away from your drive, your heart, your passions, then I'm like, no, do a bunch of your passions part-time. That's cool too. It's like the Portlandia episode where young people go to retire, where you can do a lot of different things and still have joy in your life. You know, when you think about this question of how do I assess my risk? How do I set that timing? Another thing I can tell people is risk is really something that you would assess based on essentially, has someone done it before? And do you have the skill sets, talents, or joys in doing it? If you're gonna go do something no one's ever done before, Take a little bit longer to plan. Have your plan B, working your job, plan a little bit longer, move towards it steadily. But if no one's ever done it before, there's no path, right? You don't know what to do. It's gonna take a little bit longer. So yeah, hold on to the job. Yeah, hold on to what you're doing just long enough so you can at least pay your bills, live in some kind of comfort versus being out there completely broke. Because you know what? It's hard to build from bankruptcy, and that's where I was. You know, I remember when I first left my corporate job, started doing this, started going pretty well. I had about 20% of the income, jumped in full, I mean, just went for it and quickly went bankrupt because I didn't know what I was doing. And I look back, I said, did I transition too quick? I probably did. But am I happy that I did it? Yes. It just would have probably been easier if I took my time a little bit. So it's difficult, right? Because you hear these competing conversations going on. Even in this video here, it's like, do you jump all in? I'm like, yeah, go for it. But go slow. Because too many people have wrecked, you know, careers or life because they jumped into something way too quickly without at least doing research, taking steps towards it, getting some results, and getting a mentor. You know, have somebody that's done it before, read how they did it, interview them, ask them how they did it, ask them to mentor you, to walk you through it, enroll in their course, go to their seminar, whatever you gotta do, you can learn from somebody who's already been there and done that. Go to the conferences, get in the game of understanding it first. I think the trouble happens when people say, Brendan, should I throw all my eggs in basket, burn all the boats, and just go? And I say, well, what do you know about it? And they go, well, nothing. I go, well, then no. Until you've done your research, done your homework, and at least have a sense of the plan or the process to succeeding, don't jump. Get those first. That way you can meet your obligations, take care of yourself, live in some kind of comfort, at least have some income, and then do it. But I want to end with this. No matter what you decide, whether you're doing partially plan B, you have a backup plan, have a backup job, or doing something else, or you're really, you know, going for something new, whatever you do in your life, and no matter how many things you're doing in your life, commit to it. That's the answer. Commit to it. In whatever way. Commitment doesn't mean full time. Commitment doesn't mean hours of the day. Commitment is an emotional engagement with what you're doing with full confidence that it is the right thing. And that's what you got to give yourself, that gift. If you're going to go achieve this, don't go half-ass at it. When you're working on it, even if you're only working on it an hour a day, work it. Focus. Get away everything else. Give your full heart, your full intensity. Don't be like, well, I guess I'll play with it for 20 minutes. No, if you're going to do it for an hour a day, do it for an hour a day. Even if you have four different things you're doing, four different passions, four different opportunities you're chasing, I don't care, okay? Each one, give it 2 hours, full intense focus. Boom, boom, boom. If you don't give it full intense focus, no matter what you're doing on each side, your soul will feel it, your mind will know you're lying to yourself, and you will just continue to falter. You gotta fully commit emotionally into everything that you're doing. And as you do that, you start to have so much more vibrancy in your life because you're like, you know what? I'm not half-assing. I'm in this thing. And you got to give yourself that. You got to give yourself that. I'm in this thing. And once you do that, guess what? You'll find what your real thing is. Because if you're fully committed to something and you're in it and it's just not working and it's a slog and you're just like, this isn't connecting with me, I don't feel this, then you know at least you gave it. You didn't, at least you gave it all. Your brain go, you know what? We poured us into this thing. Didn't work out, not my thing. And you walk. But if it's a passion or a dream, and there's multiple, and you're doing full commitment in this with your emotions, full commitment in this with your emotions, and you're vibrant in both, then do both. Don't feel like you ever have to be a single, narrow human being. There's too many opportunities today. There's too many great things. You have too many diverse interests that engage you and excite you. You know what? Give yourself that ability to focus on a lot of different things in your life. But whatever you do, commit to each, and you'll start to feel what we call the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendon Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendon.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendon. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendon from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me,
or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.